Lord, strengthen us to love our enemies and to do good to those who hate us. Amen. I am here with you, Claire, Jesus began. Thank you for repenting. A lot was dependent on that. Thank you, Lord, for the contrition. I love being contrite. I hurt so very badly for having offended you. You have been so good to me. I was really stupid. Dear God, I hate my sins. Please deliver me from myself. Desire conceives things, even for others, when it is not my will. You could have bypassed all of this had you sought me first. But there is a little stubborn streak in you that justifies yourself over things for others as well as for you. You are learning each time you go a little deeper in contrition. The day you have no more sin in that area will be a glorious day for both you and I. Please, Jesus, what is on your heart today? The whole world will soon be in chaos, but you will have peace. Pray for the world. Do try to offer up short prayers, as well as longer ones during the rosary. Think of the little children and their mothers, who will be faced with starvation and sickness. So many will die, as they have weaponized diseases, which will come to America and spread like wildfire. Psalm 91 is extremely important. Make it a habit to say it every day with the community, and bind it from coming here. So many will die from this, a terrible death. Faith will be extremely important. My people, you must learn to build a wall of defense where the bricks are solid brass and stretch up to the sky. They must be anointed with prayer, worship, and brotherly love as the mortar. Let this wall be built by brothers and sisters, steeped in humility. Love and humility will do more to protect you than the finely tuned bricks of faith, which sing a melody all their own. This gives off a vibration that kills disease. Anywhere there is true brotherly love and humility, walls of defense have already been constructed. But attaining to that state of mind and heart is oh so difficult, contrary to survival instincts and godly wisdom. Strive always for these two virtues, which will do so much to protect you and the work I have assigned to you. It is not easy to go against the tide of public behavior. You are labeled an oddball, suspected and accused of many irrelevant things. Without particular political views and affiliations, you are considered an enemy. As things progress, this will become more and more obvious. Love your enemies and pray for those who hate you. By this supernatural disposition of your heart, all men will know you are my disciples. Sooner or later, this will be recognized and leave the unbelieving in a quandary. How can such evil people be so good? This will eat away at their conscience. They will not be able to forget it. The trait that separates you from the enemy is your love, forgiveness, and goodwill towards those who hate you. In that moment, I had a very negative thought about myself. Please stop giving in to deprecating words to describe yourself. You are not perfect, but you have many solid virtuous traits that grow every day as you harness and shut down these negative assignments. The destructive words are designed to slow that progress down by shifting your attention back on your weaknesses and undermining your confidence in me. Back to faith. Build a wall of faith, brick by brick. Each time you have a discouraging thought, with the mortar of brotherly love holding it all together. Amen.